Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
We check in weekly with Pat Brady. He's the Senior Vice President of Mercury Public Affairs. And you know him pretty well as the former chairman for the Illinois Republican Party, former federal and state prosecutor, too. Impressive resume, Mr. Pat Brady, and you bring it to our airways. We appreciate it, my friend. How are you doing today?
Great, John. How you doing?
I'm doing really well. We chatted with Ted Dabrowski, I believe it was last week. It was a great conversation. He had a chance to get his platform out there. It's a lot of fiscal stuff, affordability stuff, and good government stuff, which sounds like a lot of what a lot of people want in Illinois. I guess I have a real open-ended question for you, and take it any which way you want, Pat. Republican candidates for governor in this state have a really tough needle to thread because they have to win the Republican primary, which means some red meat. I'm sure there's a better way to say that to the base. But then to win a general, there has to be either a pivot or some realignment a little bit or talking about different things to win over some suburban Chicago voters. It's not an easy climb for a Republican to win the governor's race, is it?
No, but Governor Jim Edgar just passed away a couple months ago. In his last election 25 years ago, he won 101 of 102 counties. So there is a way for Republicans to do it, but you're exactly right. It's tough sometimes in the primary, particularly now we've got the kind of the President Trump overhang, who's very unpopular in this state, and you kind of can't completely dismiss him if you're a Republican. But then again, if you embrace it too much, that might hurt you in the suburban areas where you really need to get your votes to win in the general. So you're exactly right. It's kind of a balancing act.
The polls that have come out, I don't even think it's really worth reading primary polls in January although we're getting up on it, especially when I think over half the electorate still said they were undecided of GOP voters. But what do you make so far of this race?
Well, I think the clear front runner is Darren Bailey, who was the nominee last time, who's been active in Illinois politics for a long time, very well known, very popular with the base. Remember, in the primary, you're probably only going to get 700,000, maybe a little more votes. And those are pretty hardcore Republican voters that vote in the primary. And I think they like Darren Bailey. So I think right now he's the clear front runner. You know, Ted's talking. He's been out in the circuit and he's got some great ideas. And I think he's smart to talk about affordability and the fiscal issues. And then Sheriff Mendrick from DuPage County, a great sheriff. He's talking law and order. I'm not sure if that's still a big issue it used to be. And today, I think today, Rick Heidner's announcing that he's getting in. So we're going to have four legitimate contenders in the race. But the urgency is upon us because early voting starts in a couple weeks.
That's crazy that it's already here. That's wild to me. Pat, is this going to be easier for Republicans in more blue states once President Trump is the former President Trump in a couple of years after his term ends, that the focus of the party can go from a national level to back to kind of the local and state levels?
Yeah, and the reality is, the stark reality for Republicans in this state and other blue states is the president's tremendously unpopular in the voter-rich areas around Chicago and the suburbs. So that kind of overhang or the cloud that he puts on having an R by your name is really tough to overcome. So when he's gone, yeah, I think that they can make their own individual cases without having to answer for some of the things that make the president very unpopular here.
You mentioned Jim Edgar, and we just lost him a couple months ago. Well-respected, I think, across the aisle. And I think he reminds me of a time that feels so long ago, Pat, where I think a lot of people held the belief that we are a better state and a better country when we have a strong Republican Party and we have a strong Democratic Party that represent the middle 80% of us really well. And we hash out things in those gray areas and we're okay to talk about them in politics and we're okay to talk about them in Thanksgiving. And we are not right there right now. And I'm not trying to place all the blame on the president. I think a lot of this started before then, this polarization. But is that ever coming back? I guess this is kind of coming to where we chat about it right before the end of the year. But do you think we can get two strong parties back in this state?
Yeah, and I think for Republicans, we can. And I've traveled every inch of this state. I mean, I grew up downstate. So I think I know it fairly well. I don't think this state's is as liberal as maybe some people are blue, some people think it is. I think there is an opening for a Republican, a conservative Republican, which is what the Republican Party is supposed to be, to do well running on those issues, the fiscal issues, the affordability issues, the crime issues. I think they can. It's just really kind of a dark time right now because it's been a rough cycle for Illinois Republicans, because the reality is, and again, I'm sorry to bang on the president, but he's just so unpopular, it really hurts Republican candidates up and down the ticket when they get to these general elections.
Right, and you're saying unpopular if you were to generally poll all Illinoisans, but amongst the Republicans, he still garners a lot of support amongst even Republican Illinoisans, right?
Oh, yeah. Within the Republican Party, he probably has an 80% approval rating. But remember, that's going to be 700-some thousand votes that vote in the primary, and you've got to get close to 2 million to win. And last time, Darren Bailey lost by 500,000 votes, roughly 12.5 percentage point loss. So where are you going to make that up? Well, you're going to have to make that up by having a broader appeal and get back some of those suburban women and more middle-class voters that that we've kind of lost here as a party.
I've got about a minute left, Pat. Anything else you're watching here as we flip the calendar now to 2026?
John, I tell you what, I have not watched this much sports since I was 15 years old.
I love that. Me too.
I mean, the Bears, my Arizona Wildcats, Illinois State. It's just been a great, great cycle to watch sports. I'm sorry to be so...
No, I like it.
But I do like sports.
Oh, I love that. I wish I would have known at the beginning. I would have talked about that for 8 minutes and said, Pat, I love that. Fear the Bird, Illinois State, of course, in the national championship. A tough one there. How are you feeling Bears-Rams this weekend?
I think the Bears, how can you count anybody out after what happened last week in those wild card games? That Bears game was unbelievable, the comeback. So I think they've got the momentum. That quarterback's unbelievable. And isn't it interesting, though, John, that the city, when the Bears are doing well, it is really... It really is a change in the city as people get really excited about it.
It's just been a blast. I mean, I want them to win to win, right? But I also just want to chase another week of that high that I had on Saturday night, right? Just the enjoyment of it. I think that the whole city wants it. The whole city needs it. And speaking about bringing us all together, I think the Bears could do that. Maybe one of these guys will end up running for Republican governor one day. You never know, Pat Brady. So there you go.
Give me a call. I'll run their campaign.
Take care, my friend.
All right. See you, John.